Megan Bush and Danny Watkins are in the studio with me tonight. They are respectively a project manager and director of programming at CityLink. I'm personally interested to learn more about CityLink because it sounds like both a common sense and caring solution to working with folks who are living in poverty or who are underemployed. So welcome, Danny and Megan.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Let's begin with CityLink's mission in brief, which is stated as working together, reducing poverty, changing lives. I'm particularly interested in this working together idea. So, Danny, you want to tell us where CityLink is and what this working together idea actually is in real life?
Sure, absolutely. So CityLink is located at 800 Bank Street. Cincinnati is program rich, and it has been program rich for a really long time.
And by program rich, you mean a lot of social services?
Right. Best-in-class services all over the city. The problem with Cincinnati is that we're systems poor. And so folks trying to access these awesome services just can't get to them because they're spending so much time either on public transportation or in their cars traveling all over the city to try to access things to move them forward. So the idea behind CityLink is to bring these best-in-class services together into one kind of a one-stop shop. And so all of our services are there. We're working together kind of in a collaborative action type of way to be able to treat our clients with, again, the best-in-class services, but also in a holistic way.
You want to speak to what some of those specifics are that you offer, Megan?
The bundled services really are around three core services. So we're looking to get people through the barriers that hold them back in education, in employment, and also in financial education. They come in and set an action plan with our service coordinators so that those big barriers can be addressed, and then we have some other ancillary services that go along with those big core services as well.
From what I heard anecdotally, there are some pretty interesting and really important services. Like somebody told me that you do some makeovers there and or work with people on physical presentation, which of course makes a difference in how we feel. Are you refurbishing cars also? Is this something that's going on? So say a little bit about if I walked in tomorrow and needed services at CityLink, where would you start me?
So when a client comes into the center, the first thing that they do is they come to an orientation so that they can learn about us, what we are, and just make sure that it's the right place for them. Once they come through that orientation, we sign them up for an intake. And the intake happens with our service coordinators, which are masters in social work. And so they sit down and service coordinators basically ask them a litany of questions around all of the services that we offer at CityLink. Once they do this, they create a service plan together. And then the client starts their path in the center with their service plan. The beauty of CityLink is that co-location's awesome, and we know co-location works. But what's unique is that we're offering this integrated approach, and the service coordinators actually help them create this path, but then are a single voice to help them navigate the services that they need through the center. And so by doing that, it makes it really clear, what should I do first as a client? Should I get my GED first, or should I go get a job first? Or should I be working on my finances? What order does this need to happen in? And our service coordinators actually direct them through that process of understanding the path that they're going to take, as well as if they have questions or things come up, they can come back to their service coordinator and just hear that one consistent voice all the time.
Sounds like a mentoring program.
It kind of is, yes, but it's also a great way to understand not only the services, but how they're going to really meet the need of the client.
There's some pretty strong statistics about poverty in Cincinnati. Megan, you want to tell us what those are?
We are operating in a deficit in our city, and one out of every four lives below the poverty line. That's 25% of our population, and that's unacceptable, which is why we got together and created CityLink. So we believe that bundling the services is going to be able to move people more quickly toward getting them out of poverty.
I also read that this program is modeled on a program developed by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. So it's in place in other cities. So, Danny, do you want to talk a little bit about those who've gone before you and,
sure,
and what's in place, how it's worked other places?
Yeah, so it is the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the Center for Working Families. And it was this idea of bringing these best-in-class services all together to create a one-stop shop. What Annie E. Casey Foundation recognized quickly was that folks would get up in the morning, they'd get dressed, they'd get their kids dressed, and they'd hop on a bus or hop on their in their car, and they'd drive to a place, drop their kids off, then hop back on the bus or in the car and drive to the next place and maybe do some job searching or get some employment services as far as building their skill set, as far as getting interview skills and resumes and things like that. Then they'd hop back on the bus or in their car and they'd head to maybe the library to do some computer classes. And it's just an ongoing traveling all over the city to access services. And so what they did is they said, if we bring all these services into one location, it's going to help to get rid of all of the time and treasure that people are spending on the bus or whatever, just trying to get to the next place to access these services. So again, the co-location model works. It's really great, but it can be a little confusing as folks are coming in and out. And what we're trying to do is to integrate the services through that one voice, that one common voice, because you could still popcorn around in a co-location model. Mm-hmm. And so they're having great success. And we're just kind of tweaking it a little bit to see if we can move folks forward in a less confusing way.
What about this content, engaged, and loved? Would you speak to that, Megan? How is that incorporated in your program?
Sure. CityLink is largely volunteer-driven, so we have a small staff. So we have, how many volunteers plugged in? 180-something volunteers are actively plugged in at CityLink right now. And that is where the content, engaged, and loved piece comes in, because we are actively engaging relationally with the clients that come in. The volunteers that are there are serving in a lot of different capacities. So they may work at the front desk. They may teach classes. There's some computer classes. They're doing some job coaching and those kinds of things. So as people are coming in, they're not only seeing us as a staff, but they're seeing that the city cares about them through the relationships that they build there. And that is where we're seeing a great difference in the service delivery.
You have another opportunity for volunteerism. The annual Rat Race Run, 10K, 5K run, is coming up. You want to tell us where that is?
Sure. That's going to be on April 20th in downtown Loveland. It's the 12th annual, benefiting CityLink as well as a few other organizations. But it is going to be at 5:30 p.m., and it'll be in the downtown Loveland area, kind of around the bike trail location. People are welcome to sign up online, or they can do in-person registration the day of the event. Runners will have the choice between a 10K or a 5K, and then walkers will do a 5K. After the race, there'll be a party, so that's fun with some bands and some drinks and some food. So it's a great event.
Wonderful. I want to thank you so much for telling us about CityLink, but also being involved in this wonderful project in our city. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having
us. Absolutely. Thank you.
I've been talking with Megan Bush and Danny Watkins about CityLink, which, as they've described, is a one-stop shopping approach to assisting people rising out of poverty. You'll find more information about CityLink, including the April 20th Rat Race Annual Run, which benefits the program, at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.